Hey y'all, hey, welcome to Such a Lady, and I'm your host Siobhan. To our newfound friends, thank you for checking us out, and welcome to your new toxic home. Get comfortable, cop a squat, grab a blanket, turn the volume up, whatever you got to do, just know that you're welcome and we're ready. To our sals, hey girl, hey. I hope y'all had an amazing weekend. I hope you had an amazing Resurrection Sunday. If not, I hope you had the day that you deserve, okay? Our Such a Lady of the Week this week is Paulette Jackson McGill. My big sister, did y'all see we got a clap? Listen, y'all, we moving on up. Y'all don't sleep on Such a Lady, okay? All right. Just shouting out to my big sister. She never says that she listens to Such a Lady, but I'll hear her talk or she'll ask a question, and that's just who she is. She won't say, hey, listen, this is what I'm doing, but you always know that she's there supporting. So I just wanted you to know that I love you and you're the best. So thank you for being this week's Such a Lady of the Week. And we're just going to give you one more round of applause because we can do that now. All right, guys. Okay, I'm not going to show out with it. I'm not going to do that. Now, listen, quick question. Did we see that Gypsy Rose and her husband are calling it quits? Yes, y'all. I read that they're getting a divorce. And I don't wish divorce on anyone. Not a soul. But I'm not going to lie. Stevie Wonder could see this one coming. I mean, you really could. You really could. For one, that girl had been through so much before she had even gotten to jail. So then once she got there, and then what she had gone through there, then she got out of jail, and this was her new boo. Listen, honey did not want to stay tied down. So we wish her the best. I hope that she's getting all the help that she needs so that she can function in this crazy, crazy world. But I didn't know if y'all saw that. And just in case y'all didn't, y'all know that y'all's girl had to tell y'all that. Now, before we get toxic, I do want to say sorry to myself because I did let our need for wanting to have more, to reach more people, to like not have our little chit chats in the morning, you know, our little recaps and just getting straight to it. Sorry about that. All right. So if you don't want to hear this part, it's okay. Go ahead and skip through. It's about 3 minutes and then we'll get to the toxic stuff. But for our sales, we're absolutely going to make sure we have a good time before we get toxic. All right. So now that that's out of the way, y'all, let's get toxic. Y'all ready? Let's go. This week's toxic love story is about a young lady who was born on April the 8th of 1991 in Lexington, Kentucky. Her name was Shayna Michelle Hubers. Now, Shayna would go on to graduate cum laude and was in the middle of pursuing her master's degree in counseling when a handsome attorney by the name of Ryan Carter reached out to her on Facebook. Ryan was 28 at the time, and he had saw some pictures of Shayna on Facebook. Actually, he had just gotten out of a relationship, a long-term relationship, and I guess he was like, look, let's get back into the dating scene. And he had someone mention Shayna. And so he goes on her page and he's looking at her pictures and he's like, okay, yeah, she's pretty hot. And at the time, she had just turned 20. So here we have this attorney, this handsome attorney, and then we have this young lady who he's decided he wants to reach out to, okay? Now, even though she didn't know the young man, Ryan was not too bad on the eyes. I mean, like, not at all. Y'all know we're gonna show the pictures, but Ryan was kind of handsome, okay? And he seemed to be a very, very good catch. He was born in Kentucky and was the oldest of four children, Ryan being the only boy. So he knew how to navigate his way around the women. Because you can't tell me that you have younger sisters and you don't know how to deal with women. And he was close to his sisters. He was a protector. He wasn't like one of those brothers that was like, okay, well, yeah, I ain't talked to my sister. He was a family man. He absolutely was. I mean, Ryan already sounds like a good catch to me. Ryan attended Indiana University, where he triple majored, okay? Triple. In history, geography, and political science. Listen, Ryan was cute and he had brains, all right? He did. And if that wasn't enough, Ryan went on to attend law school and eventually began working as an attorney in Ohio. Okay? So, if he wanted to hop into my DMs, I would have been ready for him too, okay? So Shayna was ready, all right? After Ryan reached out to her, the two began dating. Shayna was very goal-driven. She was very competitive. If she saw something and she wanted it, she was going to get it. Her friends called her very high strung. They called her very dramatic. If a relationship ended, and even if she didn't want it to end, she had to make a big scene about it. You know, the tears, you know, falling out, the world's gonna end. That's just who she was. Even if it was something as far as, you know, a race at school and she lost. First of all, why did she lose? Because she never loses. But if she did, there was going to be hell to pay. That's who her friend said she was. So Shayna was just kind of like, if I start something, I'm going to finish it. It doesn't matter what it is. There's nothing that can stop me. Like, I'm my own worst enemy and I'll kill myself if I have to, but it's gonna happen. Unfortunately, this would go for everything, every single thing. Over the next 18 months, Ryan and Shayna would date, but their relationship was anything but a fairy tale. It was really a nightmare. Friends of the couple would say that the two were toxic. Shayna says that when Ryan moved into his new condominium, she would cook, clean, organize, take care, and walk the dog, clean up after the dogs. And Ryan really never gave her the title she wanted, or a key to his house, or a key to his pool. And Shayna said that this was how she always treated Ryan. She always went out of her way to make him feel like he was wanted, he was loved, and Ryan just kind of did what he wanted to do. Shayna said that it was very hard for other people to see this because Ryan put on a front for everyone else. When he was around everyone else, he was this loving, caring guy. He took care of his family. But when it was just the two of them, she said that Ryan was mentally, verbally, and sometimes physically abusive behind the scenes. He would call her fat and tell her that she needed to get liposuction and say other things and call other names that you just really shouldn't call the person that you say you want to spend the rest of your life with. Now, Ryan's friends said that they can't ever believe that this ever happened because that just really wasn't who Ryan was. That wasn't his character. That wasn't the way he was raised. He was a protector for his big baby sisters, okay? When his parents got a divorce and his mother remarried, Ryan changed his middle name to his stepfather's name, to show his stepfather that, hey, you're not just somebody my mama married, you're my dad now too. And he took time, he embraced him, the families would get together. So, and this wasn't something that Ryan's mother made him do. This was something that Ryan himself wanted to do. So this is just saying, you know, who Ryan was as a person. As a matter of fact, friends said that Ryan was really over Shayna and her antics. He really was. Ryan would try to break up with Shayna several times, and each time he tried, she would turn on the waterworks and make Ryan feel bad about wanting to break up, or she would just pop up to Ryan's house and act like everything between them was fine and it was okay. Shayna had met Ryan's friends and his family because he was close to them. So, you know, while they're dating, 18 months is a long time. So you're going to meet the fam, okay? You're going to meet the friends. If you don't, then I don't know. That's kind of like, maybe, I wouldn't say it's a red flag, but it's probably orange. 18 months is a long time because you need to get to know who this person hangs around. And if he don't got no friends, why he ain't got no friends? And is it because he killed them all? Like, so yes, these are things that you need to know when you're getting to date someone. And so Shayna had met his friends. She had met his family. And so she probably felt like there was gonna be a forever. You know what I mean? She had probably thought that the relationship was heading somewhere regardless of the rocky times that the couple would go on to have. Shayna hoped that she could love Ryan just enough to make him see that she was the woman that he needed. And I hate that, because you can't love somebody enough to want you. You can't love somebody enough to make them want to marry you. It ain't that much walking a dog. Listen, she going to be walking a dog for the rest of her life, because you can't make nobody want to love you. Now, y'all remember that Shayna didn't like to lose. And I'm sure she wasn't finna start with Ryan. Ryan was this handsome, well-to-do attorney, and Shayna was this beautiful belle of the ball. So I'm sure she had picked out her wedding dress and the venue. She had wrote her last name as his last name. Y'all know what she was over there doing. So for Shayna, breaking up was not an option. It didn't matter if Ryan wanted to or not. Until she said she was done, they were still a couple. Ryan, even though he hoped that Shayna could take the hint, he was pretty much done. Even though he had hopped into her inbox, even though he had reached out to her, Ryan didn't want a long-term relationship. Like, he wasn't looking for marriage. He had just gotten out of another relationship that ended. And so although he was having a good time with Shayna, he was there for a good time, not a long time. And I don't think that Shayna understood that, or that she even wanted that. Now, enough was enough. And Ryan had said he was done. He had told his father that he was done. He had even, but so Ryan was a good guy. He was absolutely a good guy. It seemed like he was a great catch. But I think that in Ryan not wanting to hurt Shayna, he kind of led her on. Because there was one night that he took her over to his parents' house for dinner. And so they ate dinner at the fam's house. And then that night he went home and he told Shayna that he couldn't do it anymore. He said, hey, listen, this isn't going to work. And before he had took her home, he had told his dad, look, Dad, tonight I'm breaking up with her. So you had took this girl over to your family's house and then took her back to your house, and then you broke up with her. So that night, Shayna couldn't sleep because her boo had just broken up with her. Like, why would you do that? And then take me back to the house. I don't know why she stayed there, because once you break up with me, I'm going to leave. Because what is there else to talk about? You've shown me that I'm not the person that you want to be with. But everybody's different. So Shayna stayed there. And I don't know if maybe it was just to see if she could talk him into being with her? I don't know. I wasn't there. But she ends up calling her mom. And apparently the next morning, her mom is asleep on Ryan's couch. And Ryan's like, what the hell is going on? And so Shayna's like, I'm having like chest pains and I need for you to take me to the hospital. And Ryan's like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that. And so Shayna's like, okay, so she leaves and her mom takes her to the hospital. And so she keeps Ryan updated throughout the day on what's going on at the hospital, what medications they're giving her, just like trying to keep him in the loop. And I don't know if it's trying to keep him in the loop because something really happened or because she felt like maybe if he knows how bad this is or how bad this affected me, it might make him want to be with me. It didn't. Ryan said he was done. He said he didn't want to be with no more. And there wasn't enough medical terminology in this world that was going to make him change his mind. It wasn't. As a matter of fact, Ryan had started talking to other women like he did. He had started messaging other women, and it wasn't like he was wrong. He was just like, okay, it's time to move on. And so, but he wasn't just moving on. Ryan was talking to Miss Ohio, to be exact. Okay, so you didn't move on to Miss Ohio. Now, during all this time that Ryan and Shayna were going back and forth this 18 months, homegirl had hacked into his stuff. She knew his passwords. She knew she wasn't just over there just twiddling her thumbs. She was over there getting work done. So even when she wasn't there, she was there. So even though Ryan was talking to, you know, this Miss Ohio, homegirl Shayna had already friended her on Facebook. So you want to play with me? Listen, I created the game. That's what Shayna was like. Like, I created this. Don't play with me. Play with your mama. So Ryan thought that, okay, I'm out here. I'm moving on. She gets the hint. I'm not hearing from her. But really, she's investigating because she's finding out all the information on Ryan's new date. Her search history was all about Miss Ohio. So she knew what was going down. So the day that Ryan was supposed to take Miss Ohio out, guess who pops up at his house? Shayna. She just so happened to stop by. And before the night was over, Shayna would end up calling 911 and report that she killed Ryan at his house. Okay, she killed him at his house in self-defense. Now, it's possible to be at somebody's house and end up killing him in self-defense. But this is the same man's house that didn't want to be with you. And he had a date that night. So why were you even there? Right. Shayna said that she stopped by and the two would get into an argument, a bad argument. They would get to fighting and Ryan would toss her across the room and she had had enough. So she decides she's getting the little bit of stuff that she got over there. She finna take it, put it in the car, and she finna go on about her merry little way. So she's putting her stuff in the car. She comes back in the house and they're still arguing. You know how you're arguing while somebody's taking stuff out. Like, you better not say nothing else. What did you say? You know, you doing all that. And she says she comes back into the house and Ryan reaches for the gun. Somehow she intercepts, grabs the gun. And when she gets the gun that Ryan had intended to use to shoot her, she uses that same gun and she shoots Ryan 6 times. Now, after shooting Ryan in self-defense, as Shayna claims, she waits about 15 minutes. These are her own words. She waits about 15 minutes and then she calls 911. So even if there was a chance for Ryan to be saved, Shayna didn't even give you know, EMS the opportunity to try to save this man's life. Shayna said that Ryan was twitching and she shot him again because she knew that he was going to eventually die. So with him twitching and moving around, the best thing for her to do was to go ahead and shoot him and take him out of his misery. Not call and get help. Not you try to help him. You said the best thing for you to do was to shoot him. Okay, all right. So once the police arrive on the scene, Shayna was brought in and she was read her Miranda rights. And she said she wanted to talk to a lawyer. But here's the thing, homegirl couldn't stop talking. Even after the police asked her, did she still want a lawyer? She just could not stop talking. Shayna said that Ryan was vain. He was very, very vain. And she also went on to say that by shooting him in the face, she gave him the nose job that he always wanted. Yikes. Can you imagine? Can you even imagine? And then she had the nerve to say it to the police. You gave this man the nose job that he always wanted by shooting him in the face. Okay. One of the detectives said that Shayna kept saying no one else would ever want to marry her because she shot her boyfriend, and she would begin to cry. But as soon as the detective would walk out of the room, Shayna would immediately stop crying. Like the tears would stop. Like it was an off and on switch. The detectives also stated, and they didn't even have to state it, you can go online and see it if you want to, that Shayna was in the interrogation room singing Amazing Grace. She was dancing. She was talking to herself. She was saying, yep, I did it. I sure did. Like, just watching the interview, I wasn't sure if she was going for an insanity plea, because she had to have known that they were watching her. Like in every law case show, you know that when the detectives walk out the room, they can still see, they can still hear. So I didn't know if maybe she was trying to act like, okay, well, maybe if they think I'm not wrapped too tight, they won't, you know, charge me with nothing. But Shayna was deemed fit, okay, to stand trial. They said, if it's something wrong with you, it ain't that much wrong with you that you can't get up here and face a jury of your peers. And so a date was scheduled. Now, one of Shayna's friends testified, and she was a dentist, that Shayna told her that Ryan had asked Shayna to ask her friend about veneers for him. Because, of course, Shayna said that he's vain, so he wants veneers. And he's like, hey, can you ask your friend if she can, you know, hook me up, you know, get that smile going? And so Shayna's friend says that she tells her, listen, if you do his teeth, I want you to make them so ugly that no other girl will ever, ever want him. Right, like, who says some of this stuff, y'all? This same friend would go on to say that Shayna was also at the gun range one day with Ryan, and she texted her saying she was going to turn around and shoot Ryan and say that it was an accident. Now, Ryan was going through a lot of stuff at this time. Him and his ex-partner were, you know, battling, and they had some issues, and so Ryan was stressed. He was stressed, but that still doesn't mean that he deserved to die. You know what I mean? And so Shayna was basically saying that Ryan was so wound up that he was taking everything out on her. But if he wanted to break up with you and he's begging you to leave, then why do you keep coming back around? I don't know. I'm just saying, like, because if you keep saying to me that you don't want me and you're verbally and mentally abusive and I got my own place and you got your own place, I'm going to stay where I'm at. But I just tell the story. Now, the jury found Shayna guilty of killing Ryan, and they did not find that it was self-defense. They found her guilty and sentenced her to life in prison. Now, the first sentence was overturned because they found out that one of the jurors was a convicted felon. So that gave Shayna another chance to prove her innocence, or at least prove self-defense, or whatever her and her legal team were going to try to spin this time. But they couldn't prove that there was a self-defense case because there was no evidence showing that Ryan had ever put his hands on her. There was no evidence, no 911 call, no documentation of her being hit. The only thing that it showed was that she kept coming back. She kept coming back. It showed that she was the aggressor in the relationship. That's what it showed. It showed that if Ryan didn't want to be with her, then Ryan wasn't going to be with anybody else, especially Miss Ohio. So after that second trial, she was sentenced to life again with the possibility of parole. Now, y'all, this story was crazy because, again, if he was beating on you and trying to break up and you were trying, you just over it, why not just leave? Why did you have to kill this man? Now you in jail and Ryan is gone. Rest in peace to Ryan, and our prayers to his family and friends, because he seemed like a very nice, genuine, caring guy who was aiming for the stars, just gone too soon. And sometimes we have to be careful with the people that we allow into our lives, because some of those people that we allow into our lives do not mean us any good. And yes, it's hard to vet people because people put on the role that they want you to see. That's just the honest to goodness truth. They put on the role that they want you to see, and sometimes it's too late. But if that means you gotta ask those tough questions, ask it. Listen, I be asking all kind of questions. That's why I'm single. That is why I'm single, because I be asking them tough questions like, what do your mama do? Like, so do you got a close relationship with your mama? Are you close with your siblings? I know it seems like I'm being nosy, but these are questions that, you know, I want to ask, like, why come you can't stand your mama? Why did you mace your mama? Because if you mace your mama, you gonna mace me. If you don't got no respect for your mama, you're not gonna have no respect for me. And that's just my opinion. But if you think about it, if somebody is willing to kill their mama, what make you any better? If somebody's willing to cuss their mama out, what make you any better? Listen, I'm just saying. But I'm gonna keep on saying, if you are in a toxic relationship and you've been looking, praying for a way out, listen, you ain't got to pray no more. This is the confirmation that you needed. If you need help getting out, you can always reach out to us at Such a Lady. Or if you don't want us in your business, you can reach out to the National Domestic Hotline at 1-800-799-SAVE. If you are the toxic and you're tired of being toxic, we got you. You can reach out to us too at Such a Lady, or you can reach out to the National Domestic Hotline at 1-800-799-SAVE. We just really want you to choose you. And nobody else can do it for you. We love you guys, and we want you to be great on purpose. I love all y'all, and I want y'all to be great on purpose. Don't forget that if you are having a bad morning, don't milk it. Don't let it have your whole day. Don't forget to be great on purpose, and don't let nobody steal your joy, because they did not give it to you. I will meet you guys on our socials at Instagram, we're at Such a Lady 30, and at Facebook, we're at Such a Lady. Thank you guys again for tuning in. See you guys next week. Same toxic time, same toxic place.